Hello, and welcome to Saga 50 for 50 on Heritage Bites, produced by Heritage Mississauga. 2024 marks the 50th anniversary since the incorporation of the town of Mississauga, Port Credit, and Streetsville to create the city we now know and love. In this special celebration of Mississauga, we invite you to join us as we walk down memory lane with 50 weeks of podcasts recounting incredible moments in this city's rich history. This is Saga 50 for 50.
Hello and welcome to Saga 50 for 50. My name is Justine Lynn, the Collections and Resource Lead here with Heritage Mississauga. Today, I'm joined by my colleague, Megan McIntosh, our cultural heritage strategist, as we discuss Mississauga's vibrant cultural diversity.
Over the last 50 years, Mississauga has grown from a population of 100,000 to over 800,000 residents, comprising of cultures from around the world. With funding from the Ontario Trillium Foundation, Heritage Mississauga has embarked on a project to interview the diverse community, to share their stories of immigration, and to find ways to commemorate their heritage. Here are just a few of their stories.
Please welcome Gaya Najendra from Sri Lanka, who works as a community service worker here in Mississauga.
There's the top three reasons why we left Sri Lanka. The first one, of course, was the civil war, because we were Tamils, we were the minority living in the country, and we were oppressed, and we were going through a lot of discrimination, racism, and my father could not live there anymore because he was Tamil and we were Tamil, and he thought the best idea was to move to another country. So we had three choices. We had India, South Africa, or Canada, but Canada won because better economic prosperity. And then of course my dad's whole family was here. So, and then the whole prospect of the family reunification was there as well. Yeah, it was during the time of the riots in 1983 when my house was being bombed. We knew that the bombs were coming, so we quickly ran into, it was not really a forest. It was just like, we had a huge backyard in Sri Lanka at my house, but then we had like a kind of like a wooded area too. So we hid in that part of the house. So yeah, I was five. And at first of all, I thought nothing of, I didn't know what was really happening until like, my mom actually told me what happened and what we went through. So it was, as a child, you don't know these things, but then when you realize you went through war and trauma and you came to another place for safety, and that's why you were brought here, and that's why you were on the boat for, I think it was close to a month from sea to sea, from going from Colombo to Jaffna, and why the people were leaving Colombo because it was not safe for them.
Please welcome MPP Sharif Sabawe, a Mississauga resident and the first MPP elected to office in Canada of Egyptian origin.
Okay, why I left Egypt? First of all, I would say there's, of course, some compelling reasons for anyone, any immigrant to leave his root country, because the country we grew in, we have roots in there. Uplifting your roots and go to somewhere else and try to inject some fertilizers to grow roots, not an easy way. And the people who are in gardening know how difficult it is. So people are the same. To leave your origin or your home, it's difficult. And yes, I, as a minority Christian, in a country, majority of it is not the same group or the same religion, it is difficult. You face challenges every day. You face limitation, restrictions. Maybe it wasn't, in my case, wasn't all the way to life-threatening thing, but It was carry limitation. It was always discrimination of some sort. And I have a few cases, like I faced the three hits. The last one was so big for me that I decided that that's it. I'm out of here.
Please welcome Zila Fatima, the founder of The Pioneers, which explores the history of South Asian Muslims in Canada.
Well, my parents got married, had me, and then thought maybe we should make that switch because around that time, late 90s, early 2000s, there were a lot of opportunities for immigration to Canada and the field that my dad, he's an engineer. And so Canada was looking for skilled workers, doctors, engineers to come here and contribute their skills to this country. And so I guess it gave my parents the incentive that, there will be a safe future for our kids in this country and better opportunities for them. And so we took a flight and here we are.
Please welcome Robert Steinschick, the curator of the Orlinski Museum, a Polish-Canadian military museum in Clarkson.
I was born in Tarnów, Poland, but we lived in a town called Wieglice, which was about 20 kilometers away from Tarnów. The reason why we stayed there or lived there was because that was my mom's hometown, and when my mom married my dad, they lived in the upper floor of my grandparents' house. I spent my first 3 years in Wieglice, and then eventually made a decision to go to Canada in 1993. But before we went there, my dad would go to Chicago quite a bit, back and forth. And he would work different jobs there, work at grocery stores and so on. And it was also my dad was in Chicago in the year I was born. And then I didn't meet my dad until I was about 1.5 or 2 years old. Yeah, and then we decided to go to Canada, but that was never the plan to stay there permanently because my dad was doing well in Poland, working for my dad's granddad's woodworking company and so on. My grandma thought it would be a very good opportunity for the kids to see what life was like outside of Poland. So we went to Mississauga. We decided to live there because I had a really great Polish community. Our neighbors were Polish at a Polish church, which was St. Maximilian in Kobe, which is where I had my first communion. And then I did go to Mother Teresa's school at John Cabot Catholic Secondary. And then I eventually did go to York University. I got my degree there and I did start working at Museums of Mississauga. And through there, I got involved with the Orlinski Museum, which is a Polish museum located in Mississauga. And I thought it'd be a very good opportunity to not only work at a Polish museum, but also just to be part of that Polish community in Mississauga.
Why do you think it is important to commemorate Mississauga's cultural heritage?
Mississauga is a diverse and cultural city, and I think the mainstream people of the city need to know who their neighbors are and where in the world their friends and colleagues and their students and teachers, whoever they interact with on a daily basis, came from. And to know about their cultural and be aware of what is each culture about, and that then they are more knowledgeable on how to treat one another and be equal with each other. And it forms of a multicultural spectrum on living in a diverse society. Commemoration is very important to show the next generation of where their forefathers came from. So I want to show this to my children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren, if I live that long. So it's very important to be collecting these memories and these stories, and especially show how Mississauga has impacted me as a citizen of the country and the region in Canada, and why I chose Mississauga as my home in 1985, because we felt it was a close-knit community when we moved here and we loved it and we never wanted to move ever since we came back in 1992.
Actually, it was interesting that it may be the first time I stopped look back and figure out how long was the journey. It just attracted my attention all of a sudden to many, many stops in the way, which I might say I almost forgot about it in the busy of life. But when you stop and look thoroughly, you figure out lots of stops in the middle, which got buried under the busy of the day and the challenges of the day as well. So, yeah, it's great. I think it's very important to tell the story. It's part of the documentation, the processing of the contributions, the way, the journey. Maybe it's good for our kids. I think it's always good for the newcomers to hear those stories, because they know when they face any challenge, they know what others people's faced before, or learning something from somebody's journey, or even when he get faced some walls, they say, yeah, I hear that before. I think I hear that that's a usual thing. Maybe somebody, I heard him speaking about that challenge before and how he handled it and how it ended up. So we have at least some idea or recommendation. What should we do? So it's a learning from like history repeating himself. And I'm saying, of course, everyone have his own story. But if you put those stories beside each other, you will see a better, usually, for all immigrants, even more particularly for all immigrants who are in the same circumstances, from the same profession or from the same origin, usually will face almost very close challenges with lots of details in the middle, but the pattern stays still the same.
There are people out there that are willing to listen to the journey that I've been through, and that I can share my pathway with others, as well as provide others who could maybe be inspired by that story and share the same feelings and experiences that I did. It's a way of opening up to a whole other person and being a part of something bigger.
What it meant to me is just, you know, express my own individual experience, because I know everyone coming to Mississauga all has their own stories, their own unique experiences. So for me to share that is really nice, because then you can kind of record everyone's just unique experiences. I'm sure everyone has different experience coming to Mississauga. So that's what it would mean to me, just have everyone's own unique narrative. Because, you know, Mississauga and other places in Canada or in Ontario always have new immigrants coming in, and they're always going to want to know what kind of diasporas live here or how people are liking it here. So I think that's just very important, because I know when we came here, one of the places that drew us to Mississauga was the Polish people on our street. So that's why I think it's just very important to just kind of record those unique stories, and because I know everyone's going to have their own experiences.
So first of all, the Mississauga Heritage Foundation have been a significant contributor to Mississauga culture development. Heritage Mississauga focus its work on researching and recording, celebrating heritage citywide. So I'm glad that we as a Ministry of Heritage, Sports, Tourism and Culture recognized your contribution, and through few streams of funding we gave grants to the association to be able to do its job, which we thought that it's a valuable and it's important, and it preserves Mississauga heritage. It helped us to document lot of stories, lots of the heritage of Mississauga, which we would lose because people are getting old and people are leaving our world without having their story recorded somehow. So it's going to be forgotten, it's going to be unknown for the future generation. So I would like to thank you for all what you're doing and continue doing a great job. Thank you. I understand the different aspects of heritage in your organization mandate and everything. And the good thing I like about the approach you are doing is you are collecting stories, maybe not old stories, not very old stories. It's like current time, few years back. Maybe it's still existing. It's still continuing. Some people of the people who witnessed that stories are still alive and still here. They are telling the story. That's, for me, is not just history, actually. It have a very nice human element into it. It have some personalized touch from each one who is telling his story, because he's telling his story with his own passion, with his own feeling, with his own, like he lived it. He lived the story. It's different than history. Like, I'm coming from a country where, in Alexandria, where I grew up, a building aged like 250 years is not an old building. Like, old buildings start from like 400, 500 years kind of thing. So for me, talking about 20 years ago or 50 years ago or even 100 years ago is not really history. It's not really a monuments thing. It's not like our grandparents' stories, because my grandparents are 6,000 years old.
We hope that hearing these stories have inspired you to think of your own and to think about the people who live here, your neighbors, your friends, your family, and how Mississauga came to be one of the most diverse cities in North America. With these stories and yours, we hope to create commemorative content so that future generations can learn about the history of Mississauga.
But how can we capture the stories within our community?
My name is Matthew Wilkinson, historian at Heritage Mississauga.
Some of the greatest people we meet just happen to be those that we love the most. But there hasn't always been a way to capture their legacy. Heritage Mississauga is giving you the opportunity to record your story or the story of someone you love, so their lasting history lives on and can be preserved for future generations. From the indigenous Mississaugas to the early settlers whose toil shaped this modern landscape, to those who arrived in Canada only yesterday, to you watching this video. At Heritage Mississauga, we record those stories. We believe in celebrating our cultural heritage. We believe everyone's story matters. We believe everyone's story is worth telling. And we look to you to help us define those stories or to tell your own. We want the story of Mississauga to not be one of just city buildings, suburbia, and street names, but of the people, faces, and stories of those who live here.
Everyone has a story. What's yours? Help us preserve Mississauga's cultural heritage by telling us your story today. No story is too big or too small. Our heritage is ever growing, and these stories are what make Mississauga unique. Please share your stories and pictures with us as we seek to protect, preserve, and promote Mississauga's heritage. Contact outreach at heritagemississauga.org to tell your story today.
We hope you enjoyed this week's installment of Saga 50 for 50. Help us keep celebrating the 50th anniversary of the city of Mississauga by following Heritage Bites wherever you get your podcasts. Also, be sure to check out Heritage Mississauga on all our social media platforms and follow hashtag Saga 50 for 50 to stay up to date on all of Mississauga's 50th anniversary celebrations. This is Heritage Mississauga signing off. Until next time.